I like it. Mm.
It's a nice face on it.
I like it.
It's good.
I like it.
All right. It is still 7 o'clock on Wednesday, June 28th. I hereby call this meeting of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton to order. I'll begin with a reading of the public notice. This meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and all laws governing that act have been met. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act, and a copy of this agenda has been sent to the Hunterdon County Democrat, posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building, and was made available to the public on the township's website on June 26th, 2023. And I believe, before we begin, we need to do what we did last time and agree to designate Ms. Heller as our notekeeper. Secretary for the meeting.
Of course.
All in agreement?
Agreed.
Very good. In that case, if you wouldn't mind in the audience joining me for a salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one of the nations under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please call the attendance.
Here.
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 Here. We'll begin with comments from the public. Usually we limit it to items on the agenda only, but given that there's not much public, anybody wish to come up and say anything? Okay. If not, we'll close the public comment session. And we'll move on to proclamations. This evening we have one proclamation that will recognize a newly minted Eagle Scout who we have in the audience today. So I'll read that into the record. This young gentleman received his proclamation in the mail from us, so he's already got it, but I wanted to make sure we recognized him on the record here this evening. So, proclamation for Owen Mislanka, Eagle Scout recipient. Whereas the Township of Clinton takes pride in its sense of community and citizen involvement, and whereas the vision of the Boy Scouts of America is to prepare every eligible youth in America to become responsible, participating citizens and leaders who are guided by the Scout Oath and Law, and whereas the Boy Scouts of America encourage Eagle Scout candidates to complete worthy projects to improve their neighborhoods, their community, and the region, and whereas Owen Mislanka is a member of Boy Scout Troop 200, and whereas Owen Mislanka completed his Eagle Scout service project by creating a retirement bin for American flags and an informational web page for anyone who has questions about proper flag etiquette. And whereas Owen Mislanka's persistent progress through the ranks to achieve this prestigious award demonstrates his determination to prepare himself for a meaningful, productive role in society, now therefore be it resolved that I, Brian Millay, Mayor of Clinton Township, do hereby honor Owen Mislanka of Boy Scout Troop 200 on his achievement of attaining the rank of Eagle Scout, the highest rank in Boy Scouts. Owen, congratulations. There are some of us here who know what it's like to have someone in their family or go through this process themselves, so it's quite an achievement. I did check out your website. And it was really, really, really full of interesting information, useful information, I think, and very helpful. And I know that those bins are placed, I think, in Lebanon Borough.
Yeah.
So easily accessible for Clinton Township residents. So really great stuff that you did. Congratulations on this achievement. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of leadership. Come on up, we'll do a photo.
Absolutely.
Hi. Just the mayor.
He's the guy that came.
The rest of us are just hanger honors.
Sorry, I took a long one.
You're the senior class.
Thank you.
I will actually use that box tomorrow.
There you go.
I have been driving around with the flag on these retiring for over a year.
I haven't put my back up because I got to put some lights out.
So see, you got action already. Thank you.
Oh my God!
It's tremendous.
Yeah. There are boxes throughout the county, but there aren't too many near us. I don't think.
Is there one at the library? That's the only one I can know.
Do they use the old mailbox at McClinton?
Yeah, it's like one of those sort of new design or something.
Pretty good. Job well done.
So 96 Main Street. What's that? Right next to the firehouse.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the White House.
Green. Make it green.
Oh, it's green now. Yeah.
It's a great location.
Yes.
Yeah. Not the tree.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We will now adjourn as the council at 7:06 and convene as the Board of Health. And I hope you hear from both. Terrific. Come on down. I was getting a little worried. So we'll deal with the first one. It is approving a septic system waiver request for the property located at Block 43, Lot 9, in the Township of Clinton. And lucky you, now have just the press in the audience. That's it.
My name is Erica Bush. I was hired by the homeowner to design the septic system. They currently have a septic system with a couple of laterals that are not functioning. It's undersized and it's saturated, very old. So I went out and we did soil logs, and the soil logs consist of loam or clay loam underlined with a sandy loam. So this system is for a two-bedroom house with no expansion, and we are here because the modeling is can be described as a hanging water table, but that needs local approval. It's allowed by the state, but it still needs.
Could you elaborate just a little about a hanging? Sure. This is a hanging condition. What does it say? Hanging.
Hanging.
Yeah.
A hanging water condition. That's new to me.
Well, if you had, clay soil and you put rains, the water doesn't go through it very well.
It kind of just sits.
Yeah, eventually it does go through it, because otherwise everything, clay soil is going to be a swamp.
Right.
So underneath it though is sandy, very permeable soil. The water goes through it easily. So what happens is when it rains, the clay gets totally saturated and then it will release into the sand below it. But modeling occurs because the clay holds the water for so long that the iron in the soil migrates for like rusting, and I don't know if I'm explaining that right, but it's basically a saturated situation. When you have that more than 2 weeks, that's when the modeling occurs. So another way to look at it is if you have a sponge, you fill the sponge up, it doesn't drip until you fill it saturated. Why would it just run right through?
But it's acceptable, I suppose, it's allowed by the DEP to have that condition.
Right.
Because it doesn't have a negative impact on the operation of the system or the effluent coming out.
Yeah. And the system right now consists of a tank, and I have proposed to pump, so we are going to keep the lateral up a little bit, it's not all filling in the ground.
Any questions? It seems that it's acceptable to the county health department as well, so may I have the motion?
I'll make a motion.
One second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Don't go anywhere. Next, we have a application approving a septic system waiver request for the property located at Block 45, Lot 5 in the Township of Clinton.
This happens to be about three doors down.
Yeah, does it really? It seems far simpler.
Well, not really. This soil here was terrible. And I was shocked that you go a couple of doors down
right.
and get totally different soil.
Hmm.
And I actually even did one further on Round Top years ago. It was pure shale.
Round Top is a top area.
Very, very challenging. So this poor gentleman, he's lived there for a while, and his family, when it rains a lot, he has trouble with it. Doesn't rain quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So we went out and we did soil logs, and unfortunately it was very clayey with high modeling. The seepage was at 75 inches, and it was there was permeability, there was modeling up high. So this system is going to be mounded. And due to the mound and then very limited acreage, we are only 33 feet from the adjoining septic system, which is also a huge mound. So the requirement is 50 feet, and also the toe of the mound is a slope, sloped down to the ground. The county requires 10 feet, and we can't meet that either.
Where are you at?
The existing one?
No, the new one. What will it be at? It's not going to go. Is it going
to
go right up?
It'll go
property?
Right up to the. But it's going to. The adjoining septic comes down to the property line. This is going to come right down to the property line. So
kind of meet together.
Yeah.
It'll be a pair.
Yeah. Thankfully, it does drain that way anyway.
Knowing that area and the small lots and the district, right. difficult. I imagine that was the only place you could put it.
Yeah, because in the front there was a storm drain. There were other problems, limitations in the front. Plus, he would have had a huge amount of money right out of the ground.
Most of these failing septics are older, I would hope.
Yeah. I think this one, the two I just talked about, they're like in the 50s or 60s.
Oh, wow.
With a little a repair here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had one of those.
The laterals are just old.
I mean, the site is constrained, I mean, and this improves the existing condition, so.
Concerns, questions?
No.
If not, may I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Vote.
Yes.
I did motion, yes.
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 Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is 7:13. We will adjourn as the Board of Health and reconvene as the council, mayor and council. And we will go to reports. Councilman Glazer.
Yeah, two things. Sorry, I should have put my report. I'll do it for another. Planning Board had a meeting, a regular monthly meeting on the 19th. It was mostly, I'll call it administrative matters. No new applications were heard. The first matter was the consistent review of the stormwater ordinance within pending, and that was found to be not inconsistent with the master plan, so that will come back to us. I think we have a hearing scheduled for July 12th. The second matter was the formal adoption of a resolution related to Chabad and giving them an extension of time to get their certificate of occupancy because of landscaping issues. The planning board also engaged a security expert in anticipation of them coming forward with some questions about the security implications of the required landscaping plan. So more to come on that. The next scheduled meeting is, I'm going to say, early August. The sewage authority, there's been no meetings since the last time we met. They are thinking of canceling their normally scheduled meeting on, I think, July 3rd and August 5th or something, and having one on July 20th instead. So consolidating two meetings into one, sort of a summer schedule. They'll notice that if they do make that decision. Finance Committee, nothing. And the Cannabis Subcommittee, I was in touch with the interested party today. He is still interested in attending working session with Council, so I said I would talk to the Mayor about trying to get a working session with Council on the cannabis micro license. I did tell him that we have only two meetings in the summer, and the yep. schedule can get very crowded.
August can work.
Tell him to pencil it in. Let's maybe wait.
Let's you and I
let's
talk
see how the July looks.
Let's you and I talk offline.
All right. Have a great day. Yeah, he still has some interest, I would think.
On a related note, I believe you received an invitation for some.
I did. Weber.
Yeah, from the CRC.
Yeah. I think this is good.
If either of you can take it,
I don't think any standard try. I'll confirm it. No.
I think that's good.
We haven't made any decision.
No, exactly. Yeah, that's all I have. All
right.
The only thing I have to report on is Hunter and Games. August 26th, which I mentioned before, we're trying to get more municipalities involved this year. Mm-hmm. We had 8 last year, which was a lot. I'm not part of the planning. I know this.
Oh.
I know this too. And I made a comment about that because I was very adamant about wanting to be part of the planning. Anyway, I will be a willing participant, and it just enticed me to want to win even more. Mm-hmm. So the help I need of council is I need your athletic friends to call my cell number. I will send you a separate message to remind you that at least every 2 weeks. I need to load the deck.
My friends keep moving to your neighborhood.
You've got their number.
I want the athletic ones.
Oh, you're <good. laughs>
I know the friends you're talking about. So that's all I have to report. Back up. The hard thing is telling the people that were on the team last year that won't be my thing this year. I don't know if there is any, but I've already told one of them.
I'll take the news easy.
You're the only one that finished in first place.
This is true, but I wasn't athletic.
It doesn't make a difference. I have those non-athletic events covered. So yes, Brian, you're on the team again.
I know a recruitment center. We should
have it. Okay. Yeah, we'll talk.
You should recruit at the...
Yes.
I'm recruiting everywhere.
Okay.
Is there swag?
No report for the county board or historical, public safety, just the Clinton County Junior Police Academy. Looks like they're having fun so far. Graduation is slated for Friday, June 30th at 3 p.m. at the high school. The fire company, few work orders that I'm sure has been copied on as for both stations.
Yes. Fire chief actually sent us a message today. We are trying to schedule a meeting for this week.
Few other meetings that might even be there. OEM, they're having their local emergency planning council meeting tonight at 7 p.m. Yes, right now, you speak. And the CERT team assisted at the ICC festival last week with thousands of people.
Mark, I plan on going Friday. Congratulations.
Oh, okay, great, thanks. I got fireworks and works on hold.
Oh, there you go. From my perspective, REC hasn't met since we last met, but they had well over 250 people signed up for the summer REC, so that campaign just started, and hopefully it's all going well. On the personnel side, we do have a couple holes being filled this evening, so I think that's very important. And then there are a couple other vacancies, obviously, the clerk's position, and some others within the departments that are all moving along soon.
So on REC, could maybe the DPW take a look at the access road to the Field of Dreams? I think the rain or
so that's the actually, traffic. That is actually in the plan, and I have to get a date on that, but they're going to chip and park from the chip and seal.
That one's really just a stone road going into the Field of Dreams, right?
So they're just going to chip and seal it.
Oh, I didn't know they chip and seal. I thought they were just throw down some gravel and
make it.
Okay. It's just a little bumpy. I thought it was the rain. I just, but,
that
yeah.
That was the original plan, and there's right. And Mary asked about that earlier in the year when we were doing the preparation.
Got it.
So that's part of the public works the program that they have.
Perfect.
And being processed and doing this big paving work at the end of August and trying to get the appointment scheduled in August. So maybe we're doing some of the internal work and referring to the we're working with folks to get that done. Hopefully, sometime in the late
term. Oh, great. Thank you.
I think that will address that system. I think some of the mayor's point that some of the people that are going to be here, they're going to be on several people.
Right.
I'm not sure they're going was aware of how many people were there. The additional coronavirus is going to a couple of people, so it's going to force people along, plus one permanent open line. Those have brought me back to a staffing level prior to some departures. So I think this will allow me more flexibility to accomplish some of the workload requests that we've been getting to this. Essentially, it's planning for the fall. The economy doesn't look at these projects and work as well as the park or something.
And we did bring some of that loaning back in-house.
Sure.
And outsourced it, but the cost of that was getting higher and higher, so we could bring that back in-house.
Right.
So that's more. Remember what he was doing last year, he's got a little bit more on the
Sure.
And I think that's going, from my perspective, seeming well with Jay and Dakota. I'm going to steal them and say that they've been, in terms of the maintenance, well, recently the lack of rain certainly has not helped them in terms of beyond that, I think the actual quality of the fuel has been within several years.
That's great.
Thank you.
Very good. Anything else? If not, we'll mosey along and we'll go through the consent agenda. I'm sorry. We'll go to ordinances. I'm going to skip. We have one ordinance this evening that we're hoping to introduce. It is an ordinance to amend ordinance number 1166-2022, entitled an ordinance to establish salaries, wages, and compensation ranges for non-contractual officials and employees in the Township of Clinton, County of Hunter, and State of New Jersey. And this is something that we do every few years, as the ranges have to move to accommodate increased salaries and what have you. Also in this contracts. Also in this ordinance, we are adding a means of enabling a temporary part-time clerk public for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're adding that so that we can compensate that individual as well. Questions, comments?
Yeah, I think one too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then look. This is just the ranges. At a later date, we'll do the resolution that will set an individual salaries. Discuss those at that time.
Right.
Yep.
This
is very. Anybody have any questions? Want to make any changes?
I mean, we've still been offering to charge stipend listed, but we don't know if it's your charge. Is that just in case?
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah,
it is very
just optionality in case.
If God forbid something occurred where the chief is no longer available,
it allows us to
need an officer.
Right. Just keep in place of cautionary.
Just in case.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody wish to make a
motion? We talked in the budget about a zoning enforcement officer, I thought.
I believe that's included.
Is that? Like the deputy zoning officer, maybe, is that?
Yeah.
I don't think it's the deputy.
There's a deputy. He is.
Maybe it's the next page. I'm sorry.
Second page.
Yep.
Under deputy zoning officers.
Oh, it is deputy zoning officers. Okay. Yep. All right. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Did that Green's correct?
Yeah, what we pay in their position to be in, to have an ability to be in terms of what we're going to do to get that out of the system.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Do we know?
Mm-hmm.
always thank you. That's all I have.
All right.
Motion.
Can I have a second?
Second.
Roll. Yes.
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 Yes. All right, and without objection, we will set the public hearing for this for the July 12th meeting. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll now move on to the consent agenda. All items listed are considered to be routine by the township mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, council member, or citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and voted upon separately. Are there any items that anyone wishes to remove? The press like the room of anything? All right, I have one item. We're going to remove the minutes, and we're going to table those minutes because I do have two modifications that require a little bit more information as to the voting rolls.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll pull those minutes for June 14th, and may I have a motion for the balance of the items in the consent?
Second.
Very good. Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okie dokie. Now we'll move on to new business. And nobody let me forget that we're going to add three hand carry items which you should have before you to that list of new business items. So we'll begin first with approving the seasonal hire of James Hughes the second as a laborer in the Department of Public Works. As Administrator Close alluded, DPW is severely shorthanded. We've been getting them back up to speed as far as full employment, and this position and the following will hopefully get us where we need to be. Any questions, concerns? All right. I'll make the motion. I have a second.
Second.
Castle and Kachanowski, please. Roll call, please.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have a resolution approving the full-time hire of Joseph Ratty as a laborer in the Department of Public Works. Same here. Anybody have any questions?
So on these resolutions, we mentioned the hire letter for the salary. That's the standard, right? It's just because it's driven by the contract?
In some instances, it's all driven by the contract, but if we're bringing someone in public works, they can be placed on a commensurate level for experience.
Okay.
The individual in this case is working in another town.
Right.
He's actually a supervisor.
Right.
Coming to work to us.
Right.
We're sliding in at really where he would be.
Right.
And actually has experience working in town. And some experience also in a supervisor capacity as well.
Sure. It's a question as to form, though, that council approving without the salary in the resolution. Is that, that's the standard? I don't know.
Contractually driven.
Okay.
In this case, he's going to start, in this case, he will be starting at the entry level position.
Okay.
If I can distill your question to its essence, though,
well, the essence is
get paid.
Well, yes, like, should council know what they're getting paid to be approving that? Or are we just approving the hire within the salary range? And I'm like, this
well,
is
you'd
really...
Be approving, you'd be approving it within the range,
and then you'd be delegated.
Yeah, identified
in
the resolution,
yeah.
But irrespective of that, mm-hmm. In this case, Mr. Ratty, in most of your initial hires, they were driven by where they're slotting. His interest in the role becoming higher, but where he's at. He's coming from out of state to here. It actually works out because it's a measure of entry level style. Really about where he's at.
Oh, so he will be at the entry level.
And he's close to the home.
Yeah, all right. No, that's
so
fine.
For him, it makes no sense.
Yeah, there's one question for him. I didn't know whether we should know your house or not.
Thank you.
What's the norm? I don't want to be
45%.
No. What's the norm for resolutions of the township? Is it something we don't want for resolutions? Oh. Yeah, because we have it, and sometimes we have it other times.
It's gone back and forth, but we can take that up.
Well, I think we just have to have a standard. It's in or it's out. It's confusing to sometimes have it, sometimes not. Unless if it's a contractual person, then I can say, oh, that's it by the contract.
It was contractual, same as the free fund.
Yeah.
That was called an academy rate, where they start, and they take the academy rate, which is less, when they complete the academy, they go off per the contract.
But we've agreed to that by the contract.
It's not an optional number, it's the number that is contractually negotiated.
Okay.
You don't find yourself the wrong way, you make a mistake.
Okay. It's just, I don't like us approving stuff we're not really understanding fully.
Yep, understood. You good?
But I'm fine on this one, yeah. I'll actually make the motion.
You're gonna have a second. Roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. All right, move on to the next resolution, approving the amendment to resolution number 101-2023. For the salaries of the new seasonal hires for Parks and Recreation counselors. This follows on from the discussion we had at the last council meeting. I believe we picked up that some of these needed to be corrected because there's supposed to be a bit of a step up, like a junior, and there was none such indicated in the last resolution. So that's correct. It's a typo.
Yep.
Councilman Glazer had asked about adjusting it to reflect a certain number for the returning counselors, based on. But that resolution did not account for you having to go some new higher counselors for a time.
Right.
Then created a separation, if you will.
Sure.
You started from that, you know, from the entry level.
Right.
And then all the attorneys will go as well, identified by, introduced by Councilman Day at the last meeting.
Makes sense.
And approved by the governing body.
Yeah. I think in the town of Reading, they've got three levels for some reason. I happen to see the resolution over the weekend. Two levels make sense. I'll make the motion.
I have a second. Roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Next, we have a resolution authorizing Chief Thomas DeRosa as the alternate commissioner for the Somerset County Joint Insurance Fund for 2023. This is a required position previously filled by Ms. Connor. Ms. Connor no longer being in our full-time employment. We need to replace her on this commission.
Yes.
Any questions? Is it a norm to have the chief of police as the GIF?
I don't think it's uncommon.
No, it varies. You can find it will run the gamer councilman. I'm assuming council members as commissioners in some communities. Bergen County, that's a pretty common practice in different funds. Other towns, you'll see public works directors, you'll see chiefs of police, you'll see mostly it's normally the administrator and where you find the clerk in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
There are cases where you will find, again, so many different.
Okay, so whatever works in the town.
Whatever works, but there are, like I said, some funds, some counties, like in Bergen, you'll find it done predominantly by elected officials, which is very unusual. With the administrator being the officer, as opposed to most other counties, I'll see it with the administrator or someone from the staff, mm-hmm. and then an officer. In this case, I thought, in talked with Mary, the Chief DeRosa, get some experience in closing it into all the various facets. Having the largest department in terms of manpower, it's impacting them in terms of vehicles, the potential funds. I thought it would be nice to give people those some exposure to those facets of the township operation.
And we can, this is for the balance of the year, beginning of the year, we'll reevaluate.
Yeah. Makes sense.
All right, in that case, may I ask for a motion? Yeah. May I have a second?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have a resolution authorizing the Township of Clinton to establish a special events change fund and establishing the chief financial officer to maintain the funds. I think pretty straightforward. We just passed the ordinance.
Yeah.
Within the last few months, and
some cash will be coming in and some cash will be going out.
Yep. So we do sure. Yep.
Place to put it.
May I have
I'll make the motion. May I have a second?
Second.
Yes.
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 Yes. Now we have a resolution authorizing the Affordable Housing Council to apply for the entry of a post-judgment consent order from the Superior Court of New Jersey in connection with the construction of an affordable housing project by the Ingerman Development Company, LLC, in the township of Clinton. I think the ordinance is, the resolution is pretty straightforward. This is, I think, a net benefit to us. It's yet another, it would be the third affordable housing project in the township that is 100%.
Right.
We are the only township that I know of at the time that this was awarded that got three 100% projects approved by the HMFA. And this will make it a completely 100% affordable project at a reduced number of units. I think it was 96, if I'm going to say
that. Less deaths, down 50 units. So it's about two-thirds of that.
This is the one located on 31 North, just south of the Wellness Center, adjacent to the Wellness Center. So I think, all in all, a good prospect for us, and this will hopefully allow it to keep moving.
Yeah.
It's already got preliminary approval for the planning board for the largest, so we can come back in a bit smaller.
Yeah, part of the process.
And before. Questions? May I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We now have a resolution approving a preventive maintenance service contract for Annandale Hose Company apparatus with fire and safety services in an amount not to exceed $21,095. Council President Strauss, let the record reflect, is recused, hidden in the hallway, because this is going to take 5 seconds.
Right.
I appreciate the background information that was provided for this contract in the packet. Anybody have any questions? Three of us remain. Any questions?
No.
Seeing pretty serious.
May I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Recused. Yes. All right, Mark, come back. All right, now we have a resolution approving tax credits for negotiated civil action complaint for the property located at Block 29, Lot 13 in the Township of Clinton. Before we discuss this, I just want to thank the Finance Committee for asking the questions and bringing additional visibility to the Council for actions such as these, because we haven't really had it before. But this is Administrator Closa. Basically, it's a, it's the disposition of a tax appeal, right? So.
Yeah, this came about as well from the perspective of the community, the Finance Committee, and talked about that after Council Labor of the Council of the assessments and what they impacted. And so,
so this was the case where he actually filed an action saying, you overassessed me. And we negotiated.
So there's a little appeal they negotiated with, they have a tax appeal attorney negotiated with our assessor, or also with your tax appeal attorney.
Yep.
It's negotiated, they went back and forth. The resolution reflects the discussion.
Yep.
It was actually a low, we got it up and talked in, and it was actually a low, they went back. And so it was given market, given conditions, it seemed to be a reasonable compromise.
Well, this is, that's why we're involved all the space in the township. I mean, it's just the whole county, really.
Right. But you've seen it all over.
Right, right. Yeah, so.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
May I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
And second. Roll call. Council President Strauss, second.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Next, and not last, because we have three more, is a resolution approving the renewal of a liquor license for LaCram Tomb Corp, for the Round Valley Inn, that esteemed institution. Anybody want to make a motion? Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Now, we have three items that were late additions to the agenda. They're not listed on the agenda, but I do have them here. If there's anyone in the public wishes to see them, so I don't have to read them out loud. I think I'm good, right? They're here and available for the public. The first is a resolution to renew the township's liquor licenses for the 2023-2024 license term. This is another establishment. This is for the Lamington Pub, Inc. And this is just in last night or this morning that we received word that this was approved by the state.
For the clerk advisory, early time that they have received their tax return. As we may see, we can notify us what we have back. I think that was my main piece of information that she needed in order to have it before, including getting my son at that point. So rather than holding up,
right.
I'm giving that. And if we do require July 1st,
right.
We're asking you to take action.
Which one is Lambert from Pub, though?
Chelsea.
That is Chelsea. So that's her name?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's the right thing to do. They're not very good. I'll make a motion.
Matt, is that?
Okay.
Roll call.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Second to last, we have a resolution acknowledging the per diem hire of Carla Connor as acting municipal clerk. Sets an hourly rate, $35 an hour. And this is just so that Ms. Connor can continue to perform certain duties of the clerk and the registrar while we look to replace her after her departure.
Is there any change that you necessarily would have a resolution? You know, make sure that was on the companion piece to it, so we had it on. You may also, given that we have to have certain documents on it, so it's appropriate, particularly if she's requiring them, just to make an announcement that, despite the fact that she's done that, there'll be something more that we'll have to do. As far as more cautionary, to make sure we cover all
that. But we need someone with her license to sign things like some of the vital statistics and all of that.
Oh, sure. So vital statistics.
And keeps the town running.
Well, the ABC license is like, you know, again, there's certain login information that is assigned to the clerk in terms of those types of applications that is registered to receive, continue to receive. We want to make sure we just make, I felt more comfortable having this and asking you to ask all of these things.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Now we have reached the end. Resolution authorizing purchase from Flock Group Incorporated for software and hardware situational awareness solution for automatic license plates, video, and audio detection. This is for license plate readers, and there's backstory here that I'll let the administrator close let us know about. But essentially, very late news was that if we don't do it now, we'll have a price increase, and who wants that?
And so July 1st, the chief advisor to the government is going to be a price increase July 1st. So we're going to bring forward, talk to Mr. Bishop, and he's going to restrict us. And then suggesting for the review of the agreement, just to make sure that the actual state that the town, some of the resolution stipulates that it's subject to review and approval of confirmed the former agreement from Mr. Bishop, given that we're adding it in effort to try to save money by putting it on tonight. Following the review for Friday, and then if you don't use it, you should approach the sewer, choose the vendor. To lock in and
is this a new agreement or just a renewal?
This is brand new. These are LPRs are only, I think, Council President Strauss can speak to this better than I can. I believe there's only three vendors to approve by the AG's office for this type of device. And so Flock is one of them. I think they use it in several communities. And the chief thought this one was best in here.
So we've never had a license plate reader before?
We've had them on the vehicle, strategically placed.
Got it, okay. So it's a different solution that allows...
In a location we will not publicly...
Well, of course, yeah, no, I understand. So it's new, but not really new.
Yes, it will assist them.
Right.
It will assist them on various locations.
Right.
They'll still have the LPRs and some in the vehicles, you have a couple of them.
Okay.
But these are actually the additional devices that will be independently positioned to assist the police department as may be needed in identifying issues that they have.
All right, there are no more conversation. May I have a motion? Second. Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Before we move on to something Councilman Glazer has to say, I forgot to mention something important. Councilman Glazer and I, quite by happenstance, last evening attended a public hearing in this very room for the county's proposed sale of transfer station. It was lightly attended, I think. It was just an opportunity for the public to provide comment. There were some residents of the township who commented about certain aspects. One comment that I went up and made was just for reference of the folks here in the audience, strictly around getting visibility to the county commission to ensure that residents who we send out part, they're sending them out one free trip to the transfer station for residents, that access for residents is the township and the county community, and that some accommodations you made also for the site. So, because a lot of residents, especially here, because of the proximity, don't pay for the site service.
And I learned subsequently that apparently in some counties it's not possible to drive up and drop your stuff off necessarily.
No,
that is a concern.
And I subsequently learned that there are some issues there that might be better served by private ownership because it's not really set up well for that kind of an operation. Private operator, maybe have to do it in a way where things that are being dumped now currently that are prohibited. So I think reserving judgment, I think it's possible that it's not a terrible option to sell it.
I don't disagree, as long as the county does their homework.
Provide some more information.
Yeah, I think the rub that people have is they just don't understand.
I would, well, not only that, but I mean,
if we were to have a public hearing on it, we would participate and interact, and that's not what last night was for.
So hopefully there'll be future opportunity to do so on as the process continues. That's coming. I think that's everything on the agenda. So, Mr. Glazer, do you have something you'd like to say?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, there you go. Actually, hold on. I'm going to back up.
I take my motion back.
Take it back. Any members of the public wish to come make a comment for the press? I'll close the public comments.
Can I just say this to the public?
Please do. Yes, yes.
Yep. So, thank you. So, on Monday, July 3rd, unfortunately, there's a public hearing by the time where I'm going to be able to close the public hearing. The press release, please say, don't have any copy of this flyer. There's a fundraiser event at Just Chill, which is located at 47 Main Street 20, for a local first responder who's battling cancer right now. I'm actually a member of the firefighter company in the Clinton Township. So it is Monday, July 3rd, 12 to 9, at Just Chill in Clinton. And if you see Steve at the checkout, they will donate a portion of all purchases to help him and his family.
And there's also a direct donation.
There is a GoFundMe.
I think it's not GoFundMe. I think it's something else.
Is that? I know there's a GoFundMe page up as well.
Good. Well, not good, but thank you for sharing.
I can share.
Yeah.
Motion adjourned.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. We're adjourned.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you much.
Are there any questions you need answered?